welcome to the Demon Slayer Podcast. I'm your host, VLordGTZ, and with me I have one of my usual co-hosts, Laser Kid.
Hello, people. I got off the train.
Yes, we've all gotten off the train for a while. We seemed to be safe from Demon Slayer, safe from all the demons that are coming after Tanjiro and his friends. And even right now, we kind of are. But something interesting is happening, and that's the fact that Demon Slayer's coming back to Toonami.
Yeah. Did not see that one coming.
Yeah, nah. I think, a lot of people had written off the idea that Demon Slayer could potentially come back to Toonami and Adult Swim, or just even air on U.S. television in general. But looks like the time has come. Tanjiro and friends are coming back, I guess. So I guess to give the full context here, the full rundown, starting November 11th, Demon Slayer, the Mugen Train arc, will debut on Toonami with a double-length premiere, basically that first episode that was like 40 minutes featuring Rengoku. And yeah, I guess they're going to be at the very least going through all of Demon Slayer Mugen Train. We don't know for sure if they're going to do Entertainment District or Swordsmith Village, but it's definitely a start. It's more than I think most people expected.
Well, I mean, no matter what, in this context, they absolutely need to do the Demon Train arc, because I don't think they're going to be able to get that movie.
Well, yeah, they definitely can't get the movie, probably. But, I mean, they're definitely going to do the entire train arc, because, they clearly have the train arc.
Yes, and I'm glad for that, because that's a good... For the people who don't really do the streaming thing, and, you know, you're watching on Toonami, well, here you go. It finally happened.
Yeah, I know there are a few holdouts there that haven't watched more of Demon Slayer because it wasn't on Toonami. I feel like most people kind of caved and just went and watched on streaming.
Yeah,
but
I'm guilty.
There's still some holdouts. There's still some people that were lying in wait, holding their hopes.
Hopes and dreams.
And their dreams aren't going to be broken, I guess. But, Laser, how does this make you feel? You've experienced the train countless times. Too many times.
Enough times to make a stupid joke about it.
Exactly.
Honestly, though, I'm glad it's going there. I did not see this coming. When Jason DeMarco's like, yeah, we're not getting it, I'm like, guess they're not getting it. But here it is. To me, what this signifies is anything is possible for Toonami.
I mean, I guess, yeah. For me, this kind of signifies that the prices of shows change over time.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
You mean when it gets older, it gets cheaper?
Yeah, when it gets older, it gets cheaper. And when it's been around for a while and no other television networks pick up, maybe those broadcast rights are not as expensive.
Yeah, I mean, this would be going into Toonami faithful mode here, but it makes me excited to see what else they can grab that's a little older that people haven't heard of. But that's on the Toonami side. On the Demon Slayer side, it's just cool to see that go out to a wider audience. It's always nice to see more people pick up on Demon Slayer, because, you know, it's so niche. No one's ever seen Demon Slayer.
Yeah, that tiny little show Demon Slayer by that, that little studio UFO table that's done nothing important.
No. Nobody knows it at all.
Yeah, well, what's a Fate Stay Night? What's a Fate Zero?
I don't know. Something.
Yeah, nah. But, I mean, in all seriousness, yeah, this is a really good thing for fans of Demon Slayer and fans of anime in general, and Toonami fans, of course. And I think, I'm in this kind of weird middle ground where I'm like, okay, I've seen this show too many times at this point.
I'm right there with you.
But maybe I should rewatch it on Toonami. Maybe I should give it another experience. How do you feel, though, Laser? Are you going to rewatch it on Toonami?
If I'm being 100% completely honest, probably not. But I'm glad it's there. I'm glad it's there for those who haven't seen it or would like to see it on there. If I wanted to watch Demon Train, I own the movie.
Laser, I'm sorry. We have to kick you off the podcast now. You have to watch every single broadcast of Demon Slayer Mugen Train.
Oh, God.
In every country.
Oh, Lord. I don't know what else to ever say about Demon Train anymore. I don't know what I haven't said. Between this podcast, I don't think I've ever discussed anything as much as Demon Train.
And yet people still listen to us.
I don't know why, but I'm grateful.
Thank you, listener.
Well, and to be fair, we don't just talk about Demon Train.
I mean, thankfully, yeah, we don't just talk about Demon Train. Otherwise, we'd probably go insane.
Yeah, did you know that Demon Train has a lot of cool moments? Yeah, it does.
Yes, one of the highest grossing anime films of all time has a lot of really hype moments and emotional moments. Like, I am kind of curious to see how it does on Toonami. Obviously, TV ratings, or at least the ones we see, are not representative of the full picture, which is why I don't like really using TV ratings as a gauge of anything, at least specifically publicly available Nielsen ratings. But, like, I think there is definitely a subsection of people that maybe are more casual anime fans. They're kind of just like watching Toonami at night or Adult Swim or whatever at night. And they might just come across Demon Slayer and watch it. Well, they wouldn't have necessarily actively seeked it out on like Crunchyroll or Netflix or one of the several other places you can watch Demon Slayer at this point.
Absolutely. And I think that will be the major pro of this is those people can finally see it.
Yeah, nah, that's definitely true. And I'm like, I guess I am kind of curious to see, like, say when we get to the next season of Demon Slayer that comes out, how that'll air on Toonami, or if that'll air on Toonami. Obviously, like, that'll probably come out before they burn through all the remaining Demon Slayer episodes, assuming they go straight into Entertainment District and then Swordsmith.
But yeah.
I guess maybe the time would be wide enough between the premiere and then the Toonami broadcast that, like, they could potentially get it without it being too big of a money sink.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense to me, and it's just good to see it happen. I know I'm saying that a bunch, but, like, it's cool that it's there, and there are a lot of people who will benefit from it, so, or at least there will be some people who benefit from it. I don't know how many people are going to watch this at this point, but to be fair, a lot of people just get like the novelty of seeing it on TV. I'd say broadcast, but, you know, cable, but still.
Yeah. It is also kind of cool seeing it as the front runner on the block. I mean, we'll see if it stays that way going forward, but I guess they have a lot of faith that it's going to do well, I guess.
I mean, it is Demon Slayer, so that does actually make sense.
Yeah, and I guess, like, among the titles that Toonami currently has, like, it definitely is the biggest, quote-unquote. Like, I guess, like, the biggest in terms of relevance to where they are. Because, like, obviously One Piece is really big, but, like, One Piece has a very specific fandom, and, like, the broadcast on Toonami is, like, considerably behind.
Even if you're me and watching the dub, and even if you're me and watching the dub and you're behind because Crunchyroll took a year to get it, you're still way ahead of where Toonami is. So, yeah, that's a similar situation. I'm really glad it's there. I think it's really awesome that it's there. But that's about where if I'm going to watch it, if I'm being honest, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that's kind of the problem with Toonami in general for me nowadays, where it's like, I enjoy watching Toonami, but it's also like, do I need to watch Toonami?
I like that Toonami exists. And I, in an ideal situation, I definitely feel like there are things that it could do to make it a lot, you know, more accessible, better for people to see. But the reality of what it's going through, yeah, I don't know, man. It's rough.
I mean, anime licensing, even for just broadcast rights, isn't easy. And you can only produce an original so fast. But I wish we would get an update on Uzumaki.
Would be nice. It's supposed
to come out this year. It's already past Halloween. What's going on, guys?
That's a good question. Is a good question.
I know that they're at least a fourth of the way done, because Ito Sensei literally told me to my face that he's watched the first episode.
Well, I mean, that's something.
Ito wouldn't lie to me.
He would not lie.
Maybe he would.
Now you're adding doubt to things.
Exactly. I gotta keep people guessing.
Ooh, tricky. Well, I think the fact that we've past Demon Slayer talks a lot about Toonami here says a lot about this, but yeah, it is refreshing to see that it actually came back, and there is an audience of people who watched season one on Toonami and have been left unserved. So it is good for them that this is going there.
Yeah. I guess, like, in terms of the podcast, I'm not sure what it really means for us. Because, like, I don't think it's, like, really needed for us to go through every episode of Mugen Train again.
No.
I also don't want to go through every episode of Mugen Train again.
Not particularly. I really feel like something like that, we might do a, hey, how did it do, kind of when it's over, kind of a thing.
Yeah, maybe I'll rope on some of the more TF crew rotating people and get them onto an episode once Mugen Train arc's over on Toonami.
I think that's probably, you know, in terms of it being on Toonami, I think that's probably the main focus there, because, yeah, this is from a couple years ago now.
Yeah, I also don't want to traumatize you again with Mugen Train.
So many trains. Nothing bad ever happened on a train.
It's true, though. Everything bad happened once they got off.
Yeah, also, the train was protecting them, yes.
Even though the train was also killing them, but...
Well, it was, you know...
It was bad, killing them slower.
It was a bad protector, but it was protecting them.
I guess, like, the train itself was, like, containing the demon, technically.
Yeah. The Enmu was trying to kill them. The train is the secret hero.
The train was the hero we really needed.
Yes.
But yeah, before we talk more about trains and this becomes a Thomas the Tank Engine podcast.
Oh no.
I guess we might as well hop out of here. This is a pretty short episode, but I wanted us just get a little bit of our thoughts out there. It's been a while since our last Demon Slayer.
It's been a minute, and it is good for us to say, hey, this is coming. It's neat.
Yeah, nah. And we'll definitely be doing probably some follow-ups with some of the TF crew about the broadcast on Toonami. But I guess in the meantime, while we're in this lull between seasons, if you guys have any suggestions for episodes you want to hear us, or like topics for us to talk about, definitely let us know. A few that I have are like us going through some of the Demon Slayer art books and maybe some of the novels, since I have those. So if those are things that you guys think would be interesting to hear us talk about and spread the Demon Slayer conversation more, definitely let us know. And yeah, I guess like email us at demonslayerpodcast@gmail.com with your feedback. But I guess let's get out of here for now. Laser, you probably have more Mario wondering to do.
Mario Wonder is beautiful. It's true.
But yeah, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, this is the first place to get to add one. So you can find me at LaserKid Prime on Twitter. You can also find me on the Blue Sky at LaserKid. I actually got LaserKid.
Yes.
I know. And you can find me over on Toonami Faithful, where I'm frequently on the podcast and very occasionally write editorials. CJ's going to murder me if I don't write one eventually, but yeah. But V-Lord, where are you?
Yeah, people can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Blue Sky at VLordGTZ. And then I run the website MangaMavericks.com, which now also hosts this podcast as well. So you can go check out the website for news, reviews of manga and anime, podcasts from our entire podcast network, which is now just a part of the Manga Mavericks network, and also interviews with different creators in the anime and manga industry. So go get your collection of anime and manga goodness over at Manga Mavericks. And I also write things occasionally for TanamiFaithful.com, though it's been a while since I've written anything, but I'm, of course, still on the Tanami Faithful podcast. You can hear my lovely voice over there. And I also occasionally help out with the weekly Shogakukan edition Twitter, where we cover Shogakukan news. I primarily handle a lot of the English news, so if you ever see a tweet about English news on there, that's usually me tweeting that out. But as far as like our larger podcasts go, we do a bunch besides the Demon Slayer podcast. There's Saturday Night Shoggy at Sat Night Shoggy, the Dumb Weebs podcast at Dumb Weebs Pod, Oversoul Shaman King podcast at Shaman King Pod, the other podcasts now part of the larger network, Manga Mavericks podcast, which you can find at Manga_Mavericks as well.
The Manga Mavericks ate the VLore podcast universe, did they?
Yeah, or I guess we merged into them, but I now own them.
So it's like Gurren Lagann, you're going to combine.
I guess it's kind of like the Funimation Crunchyroll merger.
I see what happened here. Yep.
Because I guess the Bai took the name and then got rid of the other thing. But we're basically just the Manga Mavericks Network now, which sounds less narcissistic than the VLord Podcast Universe.
I mean, VLord Podcast Universe is me being a dork.
Yes, we made the meme a reality, and then we realized, wait, this is a bit too dumb.
It's funny, but it's funny.
As far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, though, you can find it on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, and you can email us, like I said, at demonslayerpodcast@gmail.com. So go send us any feedback or questions over there, and we might mention them on an episode.
Ooh.
And our podcast is on basically everything at this point. You can find it on the Manga Mavericks website, mangamavericks.com, but also Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So just go to your platform of choice, listen to our episodes, give us a rating or review if you feel like it, and just enjoy the content. But that does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.